right now on VFN TV, you're going to be shocked when you find out how many people actually come into the country of America through chain migration. We got the numbers for you. Also, we're going to have a VFN KB success secret from T.D. Jakes and his book, The Soar, talking about how important it is in understanding the times and the seasons you're in. Finally, we're going to hear from Francis Chan, you know, the author of Love or Something in Nature's book. He's talking about if the church was a sales force, what will it be? And also comparing the church to gangs? What's that about? Right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, man, I am so pumped to be able to talk over here and so much about chain migration.
I know, and most people don't even know what it is.
When you think about it, you know, a chain is connected by a link, connected by a link, connected by a link. And we're going to find out a little bit about that today. You know, we have a biblical perspective of it as well. But understanding that if your aquarium that you put your fish in and you put your water in, if it doesn't have sides to it, you don't have an aquarium. You understand? You got to the water will not just stay there, right? And when you have a country, you got to have borders.
Yeah.
You got to be able to maintain those borders and allow as many people as you want to come over legally. But you have to be able to understand what is it doing to your country. As a matter of fact, here is a detailed explanation about chain link migration.
Every year, the United States admits more than 1 million new immigrants. What most people don't realize is that the majority of the new immigrants we take in are coming not because of any special jobs or skills, but because they were sponsored by relatives who came earlier. Our current law allows people to sponsor not only spouses, but parents, grandchildren, brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, the in-laws even. It all adds up. In 2015, 500,000 people got green cards through the chain migration categories. This has a multiplier effect. Every new immigrant that we admit sponsors an average of 3 more immigrants through chain migration. Trimming chain migration is an important way that we could modernize our immigration system so that we will be emphasizing skills and education and self-sufficiency over family relationships.
This is so important when you think about it. And I was looking at some things that are available at whitehouse.gov. Mm. And listen to this, John. These are the statistics right here. As a result of chain migration, which you just explained, every hour the U.S. permits resettlers to come in through this kind of chain migration, and enough in 1 hour to be able to fill a small auditorium.
Yeah.
Every hour.
Permanently resettles.
Of course, permanent resettles. Wow. So every hour, a small auditorium can be filled by people that are coming, not by people that applied and actually, you know, went
through the process.
But this is somebody, just happened to be somebody's uncle, aunt, cousin,
and it's important
nephew.
To talk about that the process is a vetting process. It's a process to help people understand that they're actually becoming U.S. citizens. And
correct. And it just is so simple. The fact is, if you go walk into a business and just sit down and say, I'm working here, they're going to say, we got to talk first.
Right.
Do I want to hire you? Are you going to work in my company? And it's the same way of being a citizen of a country. And so every hour, every day, it says the U.S. settles enough migrants on the basis of family ties to fill a large high school. Now, these high schools are very, very large. You know, when you think about a large high school, that's a lot of people
every
coming
day.
In. That's every day. And every week, the U.S. resettles enough migrants through chain migration on the basis of family ties, enough to fill a college baseball arena.
Basketball.
A basketball arena. I mean, think about that. A college basketball arena. So it's not, you notice that the president is saying, listen, we'll just give amnesty basically to 1.8 million folks that are here already, which, by the way, he's saying we want the DACA children to be, or not children anymore, but to be taken care of. And everybody's out there saying that they're for DACA. When the president says we'll give you citizenship over a 10-year period of time, that's somebody that's for it.
Right.
And they're using that as a political thing because this is what they really want to continue is the chain migration. It's not that.
And that's what's being left out of this whole discussion.
Yes.
This is the big thing.
But the president's dealing with it. So every week is enough to fill a baseball arena. But every month, people that come over through chain migration that resettles in America because of family ties is enough to fill a football stadium to capacity. Mm. And we just saw the Super Bowl recently. I mean, imagine that whole stadium you'd filled with people that never applied in such a way that you would become a citizen. It's like who, and that's, you're finding out a lot of these different things. It's not everybody. But if you go through a filtration process and a qualifying process, you're able to find out, okay, you're a terrorist, you're not coming in. Mm. You don't like America, you don't like, so you can't come in, but these other 100 people can come in. That's the process of that. And finally, listen to this, every single year, the U.S. resettles an immigrant population large enough to for the fill the size of Washington, D.C.
Wow.
That's right, over 500,000 people coming in, not because of one person that came in. That's why the president's talking about a lottery system. It's like your name got picked from a lottery, which is, you know, if you're a cool person, it's good, and you like the country, it's wonderful, but we need to know if you're not. And so there's a process of that, of going through those particular processes. And America's filled, people talk about immigrants, but it's legal immigration. It's like if you rob a bank, they call that illegal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so you're not a bank customer, you're a bank robber.
Right.
It's
and
illegal.
And illegal because you're not going according to the laws and the processes
right.
that's already been established by Congress. That's why it's illegal. You're circumventing that.
Right. But you can come and do business legally
sure.
like everybody else is doing. And so migration is wonderful. Immigration is wonderful. But going through a legal process. I mean, think about it. If you got a 25 mile an hour speed limit in your neighborhood, and somebody says, well, I'm not going to drive 25. I'm going to drive 55. And when all the children are hurt and killed in the neighborhood, you're going to be upset. Why? Because they broke the law. They illegally were driving above the speed limit in that particular area. There's a reason why we're a country of laws. And, you know, and it's very important to understand that. When we say we want to do away with this law, understand the laws that are keeping you safe, they can do away with those particular laws.
Yeah.
And so I know this. I know that this has been on a lot of people's mind talking about it. When you saw these statistics, it just really shocks you to realize they're not even talking about this. This is why the president, I would say, is saying, you know, let's get that 1.8 million people, children, which are adults now, called DACA, and have them become citizens over a period of time, because he's focusing on the people that are coming in through chain migration that we don't have any, you know,
well,
knowledge really.
Part of the terrorist attack that happened not too long ago in New York City, down in the banking area,
yes.
was due to chain migration, the guy who ran over all those citizens. And at the end of the day, what you're really talking about is securing America, securing the borders, and making sure that the people that we bring into our country are people that are going to add value, not do destructive things like MS-13, not like terrorists. We're not saying all illegal immigrants are like that, but there's a great flood of people that are coming to do us harm, and we don't know anything about them.
Every day they plan on trying to harm America, and there's people like that. And
yeah.
it didn't take many people to work together to take down the Twin Towers, where thousands
That's
of
right.
Americans were killed. And so we have a president and leadership saying we want to keep America safe again. And with the Border Patrol and all that's going on, we want to hear from you. And as a biblical perspective is, we love immigrants. We love the people
Absolutely.
Of the nation. We want to be able to empower them and help them and help them find the American dream, because Americans are the dreamers. And people are coming for the American dream, but to come in legally. So we want to, you know, accept and help and that type of thing, but you need to come and contribute to what's happening, because it doesn't work any other way. But comment below. We want to hear from you. As a matter of fact, write us, call us, email us, or comment below. We want to hear about your thoughts about this particular issue. And when you hear people say, you know, migrants, nobody's against that. What you're saying is, it's the illegal immigrants. Immigrants are wonderful. We want to have them everywhere
sure.
in America, but to come in legally. And they're trying to merge that narrative. And you got to say, no, we're for. And people are getting mixed up in that. And they're saying,
because they don't know.
That some of the people in the church are seeming hateful about it. It's like, no, we can't. That's not what God wants. God says this. Remember, you were once in that situation.
That's right.
And you need to be compassionate. But you need to do, you don't rob the bank. Come in legally. There's a gate, a beautiful gate in the wall.
Yeah.
Our president talks
absolutely.
About that.
It's a nation of laws. We don't want people to come in here that are lawless, right?
Right.
It's a nation of laws that keeps everyone safe and living in a harmonious lifestyle in society.
Right.
It's the Constitution.
Right. So what's next? After the
so
break.
We're going to be talking about VFNKB success secrets from T.D. Jakes. It's so important to understand the timing and the seasons that we're living in, so that you can make sure you're doing the right thing at the right time. VFNKB secrets, when we get right back.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. every single day. We are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully, it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We have a VFNKB success secret for you. We're all about your success. God's about your success. And it's so important. One thing that T.D. Jakes talks about in this particular success secret is about understanding the times and the season that you're in. As a matter of fact, here's T.D. Jakes now.
What we need depends on where we are in the history of this country.
The slide's going to...
The topography of this country has changed in terms of how we make a living quite a bit from agricultural. We went through that phase to industrial age, to the information age that we're currently in right now. And people have had to retool themselves in order to keep up with trends they didn't choose. Now we're in an era where people of my generation send our kids to school because we train them to think a job. And we said, if you go to school and you get a good education, you're going to come out and you're going to get a great job. And that was true when I was coming up. But that's not true today. Today you can, am I right about it? Today you can go to school, you can get a great education and come out with a good bill. A whole lot of debt and end up working at Burger King. Nothing against Burger King. But how do we, I have to be careful, brother, like we get sued on the regular. The question then becomes, how do we, with our education and our disappointment, living in our mother's house, sleeping on the couch, eating cereal at noon, retool ourselves so that we can be functional in the 21st century?
That is so important. Wow. So many universities are graduating people, and they're not even promising them a job. They say, go to LinkedIn and put up your resume. It's like, I just gave you $60,000.
They got a promise. It's called the debt promise. But, you know, that's not a jobby promise.
But the thing that they deliver after their own product, in other words, if you taught somebody to sing, that means I would get you a place to sing.
That's true, because we're confident in what we're giving you, right? But what you're paying for.
But I think about this. I know that when Steve graduated from the University of West Florida, They just tell them to go to LinkedIn. If it wasn't for God and divine appointments, I mean, it's like that's an amazing thing. And that's what's happening everywhere. But we have to retool ourselves, is what T.D. Jakes is talking about, for success. And so when you think about this, you have to understand the times and the seasons, what he was saying, but who also said that? God said that. When you think about this particular scripture, 1 Chronicles 12, 32, Issachar was one of the tribes of Jacob that understanding, what to do and what specifically what God blessed this one tribe with, which is part of a family, which means a family member has got an anointing from God to help you know what season you're in. But it says Issachar, men who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. That is so important. You know, they always look at these people, they go, how did they know the timing? You know, God, he doesn't do anything unless he reveals it to his people first. And so there's people that have a gift to know what season they're in. And John, there's so many people right now that are watching, they're listening, and they're using last season's technology and techniques and still paying debts on it in a new season. And they think that I paid so much for it.
I'm going to make it work.
But it's not going to work because you're in a new time and a new season. And I know that the VFN Kingdom Business, we talk about, there's one thing that God has helped us always to know the time and the season that we're in.
Yes.
And we begin to move in it earlier than other people even can understand
always,
it.
By the
but it's established. And so get connected. Come a part of the VFNKB tribe. Go to VFNKB.com and join. Join up with the next webinar that's coming out. It is so important to begin to understand the times and the seasons. God's gifted you with a talent. He's gifted you with the season. Acts chapter 17 says he chose the very time, season, even your address where you're living. The thing is, you got to tap into that season. You have to tap in and know what to do and how to actually invest your talents. And that's one thing, you know, we can help you do at VFNKB. But when you join the tribe, we're all helping you understand the times and the season. You can actually see somebody moving rightly in the success.
Absolutely. And that's what we encourage you whenever possible to get up with one of our VFNKB coaches, because we're going to help you with the discovery and help you to retool so that you can be effective and have the impact that you want to have on your organization, your career, and in your life. You know, the Bible says that we are here just for a vapor. And so you need to seize the opportunity of a lifetime in the lifetime of that opportunity. Otherwise, it's going to miss you. You know, it's going to pass right by.
That's exactly it. And so, I know, John, you have a question for our community.
Yes. Well, listen, what about you? I mean, have you felt yourself that you have been missing the season? Maybe you have the right idea or you're trying to get, you know, find your way, but things are just not landing. You know, talk to us about it. Leave a comment. Call us. Send us an email. It's us together in this tribe that we're actually learning out loud. You may have a question. You may have an experience that somebody else is having. And once we share it, we all can learn from it. So we want to hear from you.
So listen, think about this. If you have 4,000 employees and they're a sales force and their job is to go out and sell something. I mean, think about that. To go out and sell something. And they only make 100 sales, wouldn't you think that's a failure? When we get back from this break, Francis Chan is going to tell us specifically, is the church doing that? It's amazing what he's going to share with us. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back. This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
Why do the atheists discount miracles? Because the natural law functions routinely. Why do you look for an oddity in the midst of natural law? So they did away with the miraculous because they were going with what was normative and what was routine. But then when it came to ethics, they switched to the terms. If you started talking about an absolute, which was normative, they would interject an exception. When it came to natural law, they did not allow for the exceptions. But when it came to ethics, it was the exception that debunked the absolute. Because if you bring in the miraculous in natural law, you have to accommodate the presence of God. If you take the normative and the absolute in ethics, you had to invoke the very person of God. So it is more the atheist that is anti-reason and anti-rational.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
It's just amazing what's taking place. But listen to this, the author of The Game Plan, The Game Plan, which is Kevin Freeman. Kevin Freeman talking about, well, this is what we're believing for, is a third great awakening. A third great awakening in America, but this is the key to it. Listen up.
If we lose everything, it's okay as long as we know who's in charge and that we have each other.
That's right.
And that we know what's important. There's no doubt. Is there any doubt in your mind? If we know that, we win.
We not only win, but if we cry out to God, we repent of our hedonism and everything else, and we invite the Holy Spirit to come and move through this earth, we won't only win, we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are hearing something pretty interesting from Francis
Chan, yes.
Author of
Crazy Love.
Crazy Love. What's going on?
Well, listen, Francis Chan asked a really serious question that we should think about. If you had a sales force of 4,000 salespeople every day making calls, setting appointments, and trying to get deals accomplished.
4,000.
4,000. And they only get 100. Wouldn't this be considered a failure? Watch what he has to say about this.
What we've done, just so you get some background, is I just didn't want a church that was built around me this time. I pastored, you know, I started that church in Simi Valley out of my house. It grew to like 4,000 or 5,000 people. We planted a bunch of churches from it. We started a college, sent missionaries out. But we just got stuck after a while because there was no room to grow. You know, if you have four services and they're all packed out, what else do you do? And I found people that were there that had been there forever that were taking no steps of faith. And to me, it was just, to me, some of it was just logic. Like I go, okay, we have the Holy Spirit in us. He says, you'll receive power to be my witnesses. That's why you have the Holy Spirit in you, is to be his witness. And that's why it drives you nuts when you know you're chickening out. I felt it. You felt it. It's like, oh, I know the way I'm supposed to be. I hear about people, you know, who actually live out what the Spirit tells them to do. But I struggled when I looked at a church of 4,000. Why? Because when we had 40 people and we grew to 400, I thought, that's awesome. That's a great thing. That means those 40 people reached out. If they're salesmen and they each made 10 sales, I'm like, this is pretty good. You know, this is good. Look what we did. Our 40 people grew to 400. But then when I had 400 people and we grew to 4,000, I go, okay, that's awesome. Now you, Lord, you entrusted me with 400 people, 400 salesmen, and we grew to 4,000. They each made 10 sales. But now I have 4,000 salespeople. And that's a huge cost for those who, well, you don't have to run a business to figure that out. 4,000 staff, and we make maybe 100 sales? That's failure, isn't it? You know how much it costs to run a church of 4,000? 4,000 salespeople, how many sales are being made? And I'm going, whoa. I mean, you would fire someone with an army that big.
That's so important when you think about that, because you read the scriptures and you look at your life and you read the scriptures and you look at the church, how we're walking things out. And America's, according to George Barna, is spending $1.3 million per baptized believer. Can you imagine, you're talking about sales, can you imagine if you paid somebody to go out and just give them the $1.3 million, yeah, right? And we got to begin to think about it, because disciples make disciples. And
that's,
I think,
important.
Don't you think this is it though?
Yeah.
Is the fact is nobody ever taught that.
Yeah.
And people said, you know, just come. They spend half their life trying to get you to come into the building. Then they spend the next half of your life trying to get you to go out, go out. And the whole thing is we should have just showed up to get trained and relate and connected and launch, because Jesus gave us a commission to go into all the world.
Yeah.
Every one of us.
But what they've been seeing for many, you know, for many years is, yeah, is to a come ye church, not a go ye.
Right.
Come watch one person do all the work and you sit.
Right.
So not being activated and being launched into the mission field is a huge thing.
It's huge, you know. And so what God gave us was called the Vine Seminar, VFNKB's Vine Seminar. Jesus, you know, said that my Father is the gardener, He's the vine, we're the branches. Great book that was written by Charles Simpson. I think it's called Ants, Vines, and Flower Pots. And it just, we're a vine. If you ever had a wild vine, it just goes all over the place. And that's the church is supposed to be just taken over. They, you know, Charles Simpson, Brother Charles Simpson says, you know, that we had a problem with erosion in America, and we brought over a particular vine called kudzu. And when we brought it over, they don't even know about how the erosion got resolved or not, because you can't see the ground anymore because it's totally covered by kudzu.
Wow.
And so that's how we're supposed to be, but we've been taught things are not necessarily that just show, if you just show up for the Easter play, if you just show up for the Christmas play, if you just show up for my cantata, if you just show up for my thing going on, the thing is like, we're supposed to show out. We're supposed to go out. But the thing, if we don't know how to do it, and God has shared with us some wisdom, many people have it, it's called the Vine Seminar. We're just called to be a go-y church, go into all the world, and not a come-y church. And we became a place of inviting. Well, one thing you learn at a Vine Seminar, whether it's you're virtually attending one of our webinar Vine Seminars or you're coming to one of our gatherings to hear that, is to begin, it's not as complicated as the enemy's made it out to be. And you'll notice this too, the way the church is functioning is pretty much how society's functioning. And what we're having with the society is marriages being undefined, families being undefined, people don't know how to connect. And guess what? But the church is not connecting. We're brothers and sisters in the Lord, mothers and fathers in the Lord, that we're in the family of God. Jesus is not only our Lord and Savior, but He's our elder brother. You know, He's the first from amongst the dead to be born again so we can be in the family of God. And the enemy's just attacked family on every different areas. But guess what? God's turning the hearts of the fathers back to the sons and the sons to the fathers. And it's happening in this day in the spirit of Elijah. And you can actually sign up and participate in one of the Vine seminars that VFNKB puts on. Sign up, go to VFNKB.com, get the details right here on how to actually do that. Comment below, have you been wondering, you know, hey, you know, I read the scriptures, I love God, you know, I'm discipled, but I didn't know what to do, or I started doing it, and it seems like people are restricting me from just telling people about the Lord. Listen, God wants you to tell everyone. He wants you to be rightly related, but it's so important. It's so important to understand that. So take your time, share some comments below, write us, call us. We want to hear from you. And guess what? This is something, this is so, so very important. John, this is important to understand. When we stand before the throne room of God, you're all alone. Your pastor's not there. Your apostle's not there. Your neighbor's not there. Your husband's not there. Your wife's not there. Your parents aren't there. Your son's not there. Your daughter's not there. Your priest is not there. You stand alone, and God's going to say, what did you do? And what I told you to do. Well, that's what Vine Seminars are about. VFNKB.com. Sign up for events, Vine Seminar in your area, or attend one of them in our virtual webinars. It's totally amazing. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you for our tribe, our community, God, right now. I pray that you bless them right now, right there where they're watching, God. Begin to just surround them by your spirit. Encourage them, inspire them, God. Let them know your plans are good for them, plans to bless them and prosper them, Lord God. And I pray right now, Lord, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
You know, what's so amazing about abiding is not that you're just able to hear the voice of the Lord for yourself, but that you're also able to help others hear God's voice. You know, Jesus said that we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And it just reminds me of, you know, Maria. Oh, my goodness. Hears from God. You know, she learns to abide, and she hears his voice. And guess what? She follows what God says. And it's just, it's so amazing to see that not just for yourself, that how you can hear God's voice, but how you can begin to teach others to hear the voice of the Lord, and how they can spend time with God, and how they can abide, and how they can journal down exactly what God is saying to them, about them, and for them.
And she's so beautiful. You know, you can just see her transformation prior to hearing God's voice, you know, years ago, and as she began to hear the Lord's voice, and now openly today,
yeah.
And now, you know, Patterson in New Jersey's being blessed. The Bronx, you know, in New York's being blessed. And so many people are being blessed because she hears God's voice.
That's right. Let me tell you, if you're looking for a simple plan, we have a simple plan for you. It's free. Just go to iabide.org. Request your simple plan today at iabide.org.